Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Oh, welcome back.
It's been a while.
How long has it been?
If you ask me.
Not long enough.
Does anyone know what...
Let me stop you right there.
It's Tuesday.
No, come on. This feels more like a Monday.
Nope, it's Tuesday.
Well, no matter what day it is.
Don't say it.
It's time.
Don't you say it.
To go back.
Don't you dare say it.
Back to where?
Back to work.
Why'd you have to say that?
Because it's
showtime.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, baby.
Mike and Carla, morning show along with our producer, Morty. Show number 19. No, is it 19? No, 18. 1,894.
Four. Okay, there we go.
For those people keeping track, and it is Tuesday morning, Carla. We got to remember that after the long holiday weekend,
yeah,
Tuesday morning.
I don't know how I did remember that today. Mm-hmm. I know all day yesterday I thought it was Sunday.
And, so did I.
Of course, Sunday. Oh, we'll have to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
A lot
man.
Of people still suffering from that Rock Stockapalooza hangover.
Yes.
6:10 right now, and I must say, bright and early on a Tuesday morning, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
With the,
I have a lot of purple today, don't I?
With the glasses and everything else.
Yeah.
I hope people on your FaceTime Live.
Yeah, they all noticed, actually. I didn't even notice till I went on there. It was like, oh, Lord, I got a lot of purple on today.
It's coming at me.
Feel like a 12-year-old. Thank you. I'm going to do my whole room purple. I'm going to do the whole room purple. It's going to be all purple.
Didn't even notice the shorts or pants you have. On,
yeah,
but I'm
khaki.
Sure they go. Oh,
so
okay.
they
right.
set it off nicely.
Got the graminals
Mike.
Going on
yes,
over
I
there.
Yes, I know.
So
I
good.
Know it.
Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High 100.
Okay.
And just like
Here
that, it's summertime.
I know.
High 106 tomorrow. They say triple digits over the weekend, but Friday and Saturday, it's going to be windy.
Oh, good. Yeah. Let's combine crap and crap. That's just great.
So I'm hot and windy.
I'm looking at my weather app, and it was like, wait, what? What is this red later in the week? Extreme heat warning. Like, really? What?
Not even done with May yet.
No, we went from just beautiful to that, to Vegas summer. I get it.
It's 68 outside right now. All right, let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know who watched this over the weekend. Quite a few people. Apparently, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning took out Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in that charity golf event. They raised more than $20 million for COVID-19 relief. Now, I think I could beat Tom Brady at something, and that's golf.
I really,
he's not great. He's not great. He had a few little bright spots, but other than that, he had a rough time. And he even split his pants at one point.
Oh, boy.
Down.
Here's one of the bright spots. You talk about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Oh, go in!
Yeah.
Goodness!
You made it!
Check.
Hey, man,
check.
I got that's
check.
All food.
Shut your mouth,
oh,
Chuck. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out here.
He holed out at like 100 yards away from the green.
Yeah, he did. I watched just a little bit of it. It was actually very fun. It was fun to watch. Shaq was making fun of him the whole time. I don't know where that came in, but he was making fun of him the whole time. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
57-year-old NBA legend Patrick Ewing hospitalized after contracting COVID-19. He's back home recovering. He says this virus is serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of yourselves and your loved ones. He is back home doing okay. His son said he's doing pretty well.
Oh.
So good. I know. You don't think of these guys, you know, as being ill like that. Journey. You heard a lot of Journey on Sunday. Some great stuff. Bringing back Randy Jackson.
What?
You know him as a host on American Idol, but he was also briefly their bassist back in the 80s. And he is being brought back. They fired Ross Valerie in all of that whole dispute over money. So Randy Jackson, it will be a novelty, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a pretty good bass player. I mean, he had to be to play with them. But interesting.
Who's going to play drums now? They got to find because they fired Steve Smith, our good buddy. Steve Smith.
I know. I'm wondering if they'll bring Dean back again because I know he went away for a while.
But
and
they,
now he's
he
out.
Had problems.
He did. You know, or maybe who was the original? I can't remember.
Ainsley Dunbar.
Yes, Ainsley Dunbar. Yeah, that's right. So maybe, you know, who knows? Still but alive? I know. I don't know.
Okay, we'll check.
The Dunbar boy? I don't know if he is or not. Oh, man. Listen, you miss anything on this show? I think you know where to go by now, at least. But I'll tell you. How about it? Write it down. 96.3kkld.com.
Feel good in the morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local and in the studio on a Tuesday morning, 6:38. And just a phone call away, talk text lines, powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. First thing this morning, Chrissy's on the phone. Carla, she has a question for you. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Carla, I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that Lonnie could be pregnant?
Yes, I do.
You do think that?
I do think that.
They're saying that she may not keep the baby.
Oh, what? Huh?
Because remember her first child had died?
Yeah. But see, I would think, interesting.
You know, it makes you wonder.
That would be an interesting twist, you know?
And I think Gabby's going to jail.
I do too.
But Jack is going to save her.
Oh, maybe.
It makes me wonder about Stefan.
Could be. That's him. It's him. It's going to be him. But I don't know what's going on, but it is interesting.
I think that Sarah's pregnant too.
I think she is too.
Baby.
That's what I think too.
Baby.
That would be the best.
That it's Brady's baby.
Yep.
Just to keep Sanders quiet.
Boy, is Sarah a slut, huh?
She never slept with them.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, she really moved around, didn't she?
But she's playing Xander.
I know. But she just hopped right in bed with Xander, you know, right after Eric.
Rex.
And right after Rex.
Rex, you know.
I know.
I'm sorry, Mike. Hello.
Yeah. Going to be sunny and warm today. reading a book.
One of these times,
listen.
I have to meet you guys.
Yes,
all right,
exactly.
Girl. Chrissy, have a good morning. You know what? We always, I don't know how many people know that you're talking about Days of Our Lives,
of course.
And we should preface that.
Yes, Days of Our Lives. Okay. I know Chrissy just calls and gets right into it. The last time we did this, our friend Amy over at the NSPCA, I got a text that said, gosh, I really have to start watching Days of Our Lives again. It sounds like everybody's still in it that was in it the last time I watched it.
Right.
They are.
And if they're not, they will be. They'll come back from the dead or something like that.
Oh, they always come back from the dead, Mike. Hello.
So there's your update on Days of Our Lives. There's so many acts that, believe it or not, we've not seen live.
Yeah.
And to be able to hear them like that, it was awesome.
No, it was great. I said to somebody that I listen to our station, but it's rare that I have it on for 9 hours and nonstop.
Right. And by the way, we get it.
Yeah.
The fireworks at the end of the show when it was still daylight out.
Yes. Well, hello, you were listening to the concert.
Even Jody looked at me and I said, hey.
I know.
Doesn't matter. We paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
exactly.
You know, think of it in your mind. It's dark.
Hello.
Okay.
Bring up all the video that you've shot over the years and just play that.
That's
the fireworks that you look back on and go,
it was so much fun. And thank you very much for the response on social media.
Really, yeah. We got some really nice
emails
and texts. And gosh, it was really great.
All right. So
really
more on that a little bit later on this morning. Sunshine today. Warming up. Triple digits today, tomorrow, they say by the weekend, Friday and Saturday, which I know a lot of people, doesn't even matter anymore, but they say it's going to be windy, hot and windy.
Boo.
It's about 68 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is kind of a big deal. The Air Force has scrapped their pilot height rule. They had you couldn't be shorter than, you know, 5 feet tall to be a pilot. Well, now they've scrapped that, you know. I think it was 5'4", I think it was, you couldn't be under, but they've scrapped that. And if you want to do it, you can do it. If you're short, I could be a pilot now in the Air Force. How about that? I know.
The only reason it scares me, I've driven with you.
Yeah, I please. Yeah, and I've driven with you.
And we've both driven with John Schaefer.
Yes. Oh, geez. And I'd rather drive with you or me. Man alive. Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Jeez. Hey, a lot of people out there, almost 70% of people in a poll said they feel like, you know, being home while they were quarantined and all that, that they were just constantly cleaning. Constantly cleaning. There are a lot of people out there who have somebody who comes in and cleans.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that, that being home, too, you notice things more often. Now you're cleaning your own house. And guess what? It sucks, people. It just sucks. That's why I want to get like a 600 square foot studio apartment because I'm tired of cleaning. Oh, I'm tired.
Jody and I have talked about that before because a lot of people say, oh, you don't have a cleaning person?
I know.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah, same.
And then after we do it, we're like, see, we just saved a couple hundred bucks.
We did, but after I do it, it's like, I should get a cleaning person. This sucks. It really does, and the time and all that. Yeah. One other thing, though, and I hope it carries over. New York Times did an article on, and they've coined the term walktailing, because so many bars and restaurants have been allowed to sell to-go beverages, you know, cocktails, booze, and people really like it. They're taking them to the park or to the lake or just taking it home. And you know what? It's already
made.
Wait a second.
They go into a bar. They get a drink.
Yeah.
And then they walk out.
Well, you have to. They can only bring them out to you now. And you can get curbside with booze as well. Our friends at Hoosungs, they do a whole margarita package you can take out.
Right. Yeah, but that's something you have to do at home. It's
a
mix.
Yeah, but they'll do cocktails for you. And you know, they were doing that all along. Some places were. Yeah.
What if you're in the car?
But now, you got to drive it to somewhere else. It's enclosed, and you take it somewhere else.
Well, I know what you're thinking, and it sounds like an idea.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if this will keep up. And I know certain parts of Las Vegas you can walk with the drink. Certain areas you can. I think it's downtown? I think it's downtown. The Strip, you're not supposed to, which is crazy.
Right.
Which is nuts.
People still do, but nobody enforces it, so.
Right, exactly. So, walktailing, it's called. I don't know if it'll keep up. I don't know. We'll see. But it's popular now, that's for sure. You know what? It's Tuesday, by golly. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
The walktailing. And you're right. A lot of people think, well, anything goes in Vegas, so I could just walk out of a casino, restaurant, whatever the case may be, and walk with an open container or a drink on the Strip, and you really can't.
No, you can't.
It's just that it's gotten to be the where I think law enforcement says, what are we going to do?
Right.
I mean, Maybe downtown is different.
Right. And I think it's downtown that you can walk with a drink. I can't remember. I think it is. But it was amazing to me, even living in Vegas when all this started.
Yeah.
And you could just, it's like you can, okay, so we can buy booze now? We can just take away? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to a degree, people have been, of course, smart with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I mentioned it to a friend of mine who has kids, and she was like, why don't you go to a park on any given day, Carlin? See what those moms have in their cups. Moms have been walktailing forever. Really? Okay.
Now, I remember back in the early 80s, for the longest time, and it blew me away that you could go into a local bar, like a Blue Ox or something like that, and they would have the Red Solo cups on the cigarette machine right there by the door and said, listen, if you're going to go, if you're going to leave, at least take a paper cup and then...
Yeah, leave our glass.
Leave our glass. Which blew me away because they're basically saying, go ahead, you can leave the bar with your drink.
Right, yeah.
Hop in a car. I like the idea of walktailing.
Right, I like it too.
But I see a lot of problems.
Right.
With as opposed to people that aren't responsible like you and I.
Right, exactly.
Where this could go and how it could end up.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, do you like that you can now buy booze and just leave with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Talking about at a bar, not a grocery store.
Well, no, I mean, even that would be nice, you know, just being able to leave with it, not having to go in and get it, you know? Because we didn't really have a lot of those here either.
Well, they had one drive-thru.
There was that out in Henderson. Yeah. Now they're all over. I mean, I don't know if it's going to stay this way, you know, should it?
Right.
Should it?
Because a lot of businesses are trying to adapt.
Yes.
And stay in business.
Exactly.
So that would be the basic question. But 702-739-9636. this whole walk tailing thing.
Walk tailing.
Walk tailing.
Yep.
You all about it?
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Talk and text lines, both. You can use it for both, talk or text. Carla, you had talked about walk tailing in the things we think you should know.
Yeah.
This is a concept that has been born out of the quarantine situation. Yeah. And businesses trying to survive any way they possibly can.
Right.
Where you can actually walk into a bar, get a drink, and then walk out.
Yeah. And a lot of places throughout the country are now able to, you know, to do this. I mean, they're literally serving you and see ya. One of our listeners, it's interesting because Linda said, you know, we do it, but it's a little different where we'll make ourselves a cocktail and just about every night we'll go for a walk either to the park, you know, just a nice long walk. Yeah. We figure we're drinking and exercising at the same time.
Right.
So, which is a good thought, Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony. He said, as a police officer, we've seen more and more of this, actually. Mm-hmm. He said, but with people assaulting each other over masks and social distancing, it's the least of our worries right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting take on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just kind of wondering if this will keep up, and even to the extent, like I said to you, Mike, being able to buy booze and just take it out. You know, do you think that restaurants will do that? Somebody else wrote, where I work, and I don't know where they work, that pretty much kept us going. I'm assuming they must have had growlers or something like that through this whole pandemic. So,
see, I get it, and don't get me wrong, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get a drink.
And I can just walk out of here?
I don't have to stay here?
Yeah, I know.
Give me four.
I know it.
But I see down the road.
Right.
The consequences and the problems and everything else. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth it.
Right.
To where we would allow this after everything settles down.
And John, you may be able to, I thought somebody may mention it. Is it legal downtown to walk with an open container? I think I have. Maybe I shouldn't. I know.
It is like on Fremont Street.
Yes.
It is, as long as it's not in glass. But you're not allowed to walk into one of the liquor stores there and buy a six-pack, then go out and open it and drink it.
Yeah.
But you can, in the casino bars or the bars on the street. Fremont East, though, I don't know if back
I think it's only a certain park.
Yeah, because you weren't allowed to leave Container Park if you bought something either.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And then the Strip, no.
Yeah.
Either.
See, there's a lot of all these rules conflicting, do you know?
I know. Well, Governor Sisolak speaking tonight. Maybe I can send him that little note. Dear Governor, where can we drink outside? Yes.
Or it might be more like, dear drink.
I can't wait for that. Have they consulted Cuomo yet and said, hey, what system do you use where people can hear you talk?
We'll see what happens later this afternoon. We've been talking about this walk tailing.
Yes.
Which has become big, not only here in the city, but nationwide.
Yes, it has.
And Big Mike's on the phone. He used to be a bartender.
Okay.
Big Mike, explain the rules.
Basically, in Las Vegas, they don't care. Drinking is allowed on the Strip, but where it starts to get tricky is, or unincorporated, is the Strip actually isn't in Vegas. It falls within the boundaries of Paradise. That includes UNLV and McCarran International Airport. Uh-huh. So Metro really has no problem with people drinking, you know, out on the Strip. And where the exceptions happen, 1,000 feet of a church, synagogue, public school or something like that, into the container laws, you can buy closed container liquor at any spot, but you can't drink it within 1,000 feet of where you bought that liquor. If you did buy it in an open container, like a plastic cup, that's legal, which is why plastic cups you'll see a lot of on the Strip. They don't allow glass or aluminum because they don't want people litter or using them as weapons. That's why, like on New Year's, no aluminum or glass is allowed on the Strip. They're pretty careful, and if you go into most casinos and you order a drink and you tell them when you're buying that drink that you're going to walk outside, they'll automatically put it in a plastic cup for you. So it's not so much the drinking as it is the safety and, you know, and I imagine somewhere within all of that, and of course you can't drink in, you know, the vehicles, but I have a feeling littered in there somewhere, sprinkled in there is part of, you know, they're trying to protect businesses, you know, they don't care where you buy it, but they also want you to support businesses in certain areas, which is why they may say, hey, if you buy the beer here, you got to drink it more than 1,000 feet away, because otherwise, you know, there might be bars that you could support. But I think it's really more for the safety and well-being of everybody.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, it's a great idea on paper, and a lot of people would think that's kind of nice, but I see too many problems in the long term.
No, I get it. I get it.
People calling, texting about Rockstockapalooza on Sunday.
Man, people had a great time. They really did. You know, Brian, our friend out in Florida?
Yeah.
He said it was just a blast. Could you guys do it every year? I listened to the whole thing. My wife joined in a little later. She wasn't very optimistic, but we ended up, both of us, jamming out till the end.
Yeah.
Great selection of songs. Nothing like Wheel in the Sky. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Of course, Billy Joel, such a great song.
I have never seen him in concert.
Oh.
But at one point I said, you know, I've seen his DVDs. He doesn't seem that good or exciting.
Yeah. Oh.
But now hearing him during Rockstockapalooza, I said, you know what? I think I might want to go see him before.
Oh, man. He was that guy who, I mean, he would, like, run. He was running constantly across the stage.
When you saw him.
You know, yes, yeah.
All right. Anybody else, if you want to dial in, 702-739-9636, text in.
Please do.
What was your highlight on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., commercial-free, Rockstockapalooza? We'd love to hear from you this morning. All right, let's do it. Carla's next, take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for
Take. Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. In addition to tearing that butt muscle a few weeks ago, Queen's guitarist Brian May also suffered a small heart attack.
Yes.
And he didn't know it, and which was good. He had had it.
Right.
But he was in so much pain from his butt that he finally went in to get it checked, and they said, hey, seem to have had a heart attack. He has to have a few stents put in.
Right.
You know, which he could have had open heart surgery, but he said, I'd rather not if we can do it a different way. So they're putting the stents in, which, you know, good for him, I guess.
I hope if that ever happens to me, I have much pain in my butt where I don't even think that I actually had a heart attack.
Totally agree, Mike. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, the old, ow, my foot hurts and, you know, slap someone. Ow, my face. Well, foot doesn't hurt anymore, does it? Jeez. Hey, in case you were looking for a cool coronavirus mask, Mama June is selling her own line of coronavirus masks. $17 a piece. She just won't go away either, will she?
No.
They're white masks, and they say, I don't know, Mama Slay on the front.
Oh,
so that's
what you want on your face.
Yeah, Mama Slay.
Mama Slay.
That's great. I want one of those and a Tiger King mask. Maybe I can use that as a handkerchief instead.
Just keep blowing your nose in.
Yes. Ugh, God. And I read this because we just kind of talked about this. I think it was last week, Mike. Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect and several other movies.
Mm-hmm.
She said in an interview recently that she secretly eats Taco Bell. She said it's something dirty that I do.
Right.
I love Taco Bell, but I don't like to tell people.
Where was she? We should have got a hold of her last week.
I know.
We did talk about that.
She said it has to be under the cover of darkness in my car, though.
Yeah.
I'll go at night.
With mask and sunglasses.
Yes. And she said, I'll go out of the way to find a drive-through too, and I will eat it in my car. That's the only way that
Here
I will.
You had all this going on with Sandra Bullock. Who knew?
I know.
Anna Kendrick
could be doing the Shell the Cup song, you know, and eating Taco Bell after dark,
run.
Apparently, in her car. Wow, it does sound dirty, Anna.
You put
Listen,
it that way.
Yes, exactly. You miss anything on this show, you know where to go. 96.3kklz.com.
Don't know which part was your favorite. I know you have this bone to pick with Prince.
Well, you know, I finally got to hear his concert, you know, after I went to see him. Listen, I know he's gone, but I haven't forgiven him yet. I have not forgiven him yet.
So Carla went to go see him. I forget where.
It was at the joint.
At the joint.
At the joint.
And he was going through that, I'm going to play whatever I want phase.
Yeah. made that clear.
And
oh, and I remember leading everybody. Oh God, it's the best concert. Oh my God, he's amazing. Oh my
Can't
God.
Wait.
Every hit after hit after hit. Oh, yeah. Blah. I think in an hour and a half, he did like six songs because they were all about 20 minutes apiece, if not more. And I got like the half hour version of Purple Rain at the end, 20 minutes in. I was like, do you want to go? Because I want to go. Yeah, I was so disappointed.
So at Rockstockapalooza.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I got to hear everything I didn't hear when I saw him in concert.
In the privacy of your very own home.
It was great. Just right great. There. The whole show was just fantastic. Really good. I'll tell you what, Antoine. Now, listen, Antoine wanted to know, do you guys, can I buy CDs? Is there a CD?
No.
From the show, there is not. I said, I'm so sorry. He said, well,
it's a virtual
if they become,
CD,
if they become available,
yes.
Please let us know.
We're still trying to get the deal worked out for t-shirts.
Yes, yes.
T-shirts and merch. And hopefully that's done today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Now, Liz and Jim wrote in. They said, excellent job on Rockstockapalooza. What a great idea. We've been outside in we're outside all day in our backyard. Listening the whole time. We recommend doing this every holiday weekend. You guys just nailed it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they just moved to Henderson from Virginia Beach.
Oh,
so very cool.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the Valley.
Yes, welcome and welcome.
And this is an email that we got just the other day from Emmy in Henderson. She said, I didn't really get what it was from the promos last week, but it came on after the AT40, the 70s version on Sunday,
right,
which she always listens to. Once it started, I couldn't stop listening. I wasn't planning to, but I ended up listening to the entire broadcast start to finish.
Oh, wow.
I really felt like I was at a Woodstock Lollapalooza-style outdoor fest with the epic lineup of all my favorite artists, all performing at the peak of their careers. It was and bold letters, capital letters. Awesome.
That's cool.
I really appreciate all the creativity and hard work you all put into it. P.S. I love your show. Listen to you guys every morning. You really perform a vital service during this crazy time. So I appreciate it. Thank you and bless you. No, Emmy, bless you.
Yes, that was really nice.
Thank you very much. So.
It was a great show, though. I mean, it just, I couldn't. It was hard to turn off. I mean, I just didn't. I listened all the way through. It was just great.
And I didn't think I was going to do that either. I'd listen to certain parts.
Go away. Oh, hey.
But we were in the backyard just like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Over the weekend and say, you know what? Keep it on.
Yeah, it was great. So, just great.
Anything else you want to add? Your favorite part? We want to hear from you. 702-739-9636. Talk text lines. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Either way. Boys of Summer. They're back. They're coming back.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just talking about Rockstockapalooza. John, your highlight, your best parts.
Being from Pennsylvania, making me New Jersey and New York adjacent, I liked Bon Jovi and Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Had you ever seen either one live?
I have never seen Bon Jovi live, but I've seen Billy Joel live. And it was amazing.
He is amazing. Yeah. I wish he'd do another tour. I don't know if he will, but I sure wish he would, man.
Okay.
This is funny. Now, one of our listeners said there wasn't a favorite. I relaxed and enjoyed the whole thing. Debbie said one part I really enjoyed was the Eagles 3 p.m. show. There was a long instrumental with no singing, which was very cool. Turned out to be the intro for Hotel California.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She said, gave me goosebumps. Appreciate you airing a live concert because you usually are not able to listen to the whole song, you know, in radio format. So it was really cool to hear.
I love that they did Seven Bridges Road.
That's
you
my
had
favorite.
Mentioned that earlier this morning.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
And the
my
harmonies favorite. On that.
Oh, just the best.
It was great.
Oh, just the best, man.
Hang on. Mike's on the phone. Mike, what's up?
At least $100 million.
Hold on for a second.
Hello?
That's not Mike.
Mike, you there?
Oh, line two. Here
Where
he is.
You?
Go ahead. Mike?
Wanted to tell you guys that you guys just did an awesome, awesome job on Sunday with the Rockapalooza. It really got me out of the ditch that I was feeling at the time with mentally, and I rocked with you guys all day long. You guys did the best that anybody could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we can get CDs for these down the road and you guys do it again next year. It really was fantastic.
Well, first of all, we're glad that we pulled you out of whatever, you know,
crap you were going through.
Yeah, exactly. That's good to hear. And gosh, I know. I wish we could. It'd be like a set, wouldn't
right,
it? It'd
like
be
a box
whole
set.
I know it. Really, boy.
That's going to happen. But I will tell you, it would be nice to have this as an annual Memorial Day weekend affair.
Yes, and you know, at first when I was listening to you guys on Sunday, I couldn't figure out where is this concert happening. Darn it, I'm missing this concert. And then after about 3 hours, I figured out that you guys are just doing live recording. I was looking all through the internet trying to figure out when was this concert happening.
I think you and a lot of people.
Yeah, and our goal was not to do that or confuse anyone, but I think it, you know, for a little while it probably was.
Absolutely. You had me confused. I didn't know where this concert was coming from, and then I realized later it's coming from everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. And yes. You had the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I'm up here on the perch looking down on the valley here in Reverence, and it's just like when I lived in the Palisades, California. I lived on the bluffs looking down on the ocean, and so this is now my new ocean, looking down at the valley here, being out high atop, you know, on a little perch looking down at the valley.
Love it, man. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, thank you to the staff and management, all the volunteers at the El Rancho Vista Mirage Fairgrounds.
Yes, yes.
They did such a great job.
Yes, they did.
Boy, you don't know how many times we had to Google all that to make sure there was no mistake. But it turned out to be a great Sunday. Saturday, you and I are going to be out at the fairgrounds sound check.
Okay, yeah.
The big load in and then the sound check at the fairgrounds.
It's going to be a very busy day. Jeez.
Looking forward to a busy weekend.
Yes.
So, details about Lockstock or Rockstock.
Yes, well, that too.
Lock and roll. Whoa.
Yes, there you go.
Rockstock and Palooza on our website. And again, details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine, going to be nice this weekend. Every once in a while, it's going to get windy or breezy. High today, 92, 86 the high on Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day. Low to mid 90s, so it should be nice. 75 outside right now. Here we go. Some weird, wild, wacky stories.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
By 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. These are kind of weird stories. The mayor of a small town in Peru ducked into a coffin and pretended to be dead.
Okay.
When the cops busted him for violating the lockdown rules.
Shh, don't say anything.
To drink with some friends.
Shh.
Man, you got to want it bad.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Government in Thailand considering allowing massage shops to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I guess the state agency down there said, okay, you can open up, but only give massages from the waist down.
Okay, the waist down? How about the waist up? Jeez.
No. You'll be right in contact with their face and their mouth. And
yeah, okay. Because, yeah, that's none of that's bad. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
That's in Thailand.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah, but Robert Kraft just fired up the plane. Jeez, where are we going? We're going to Thailand.
You can open them up.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
Sign the paper.
It's crazy.
Only from the waist down.
Oh, gosh.
Can you massage people?
Sometimes I think I was dropped in this like, alternate universe. I really do. I really do. This vortex of just stupidity.
I think a lot of other people think you were, too.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm staying in the house till they have a vaccine for the stupidity. Exactly. I really am. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, this is kind of keeping with what we were just talking about. A guy wanted to get his girlfriend a personalized wine glass, you know, for her birthday.
Oh, very nice.
With, you know, the message was, happy 30th birthday, princess. Love you millions.
Aww.
But in a moment of confusion, they kind of goofed things up. He had written a couple things, you know, down on there. So when the glass arrived, it said, can we have it delivered before Monday if possible? That's her 30th. So that's what it said on the glass.
Oh, that's what it said?
That's what it said on the glass.
So it just doesn't happen on the case.
No, it doesn't. But she loved it. She was like, I love it. It's even more special now. So, yeah.
At least she got it on time.
Yes, she did get it on time for her birthday.
Perfect.
And video going around of a couple doing the deed in a subway station in Brooklyn, New York, which is not so unusual. Not good social distancing, but the guy is wearing a face mask.
Oh.
She is not. He's wearing a face mask. So he took every precaution, and she did not. So I hope that he's okay. I'm sure they had fun, but I hope he's okay.
See, it's always the guy that's worried.
Yeah, I know. I know. He wore protection.
Mm-hmm.
She did not.
On top and.
Yes. Yes, and exactly.
Down below.
My God, I hope so. Oh, everything's just icky now, isn't it? It's Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. And I know you've heard some of these stories along the way. Well, a lot of people doing it throughout the country. A group of volunteers, they go out every Wednesday to senior living centers. They're called the Elder Kindness Gang, and they basically do a parade every Wednesday. But they're driving all over, and I know this area, Sacramento, into like Rocklin and just different in Roseville. This is a big, big loop that they're doing, and they drive by. They've got some characters, things like that, because a lot of these people who are in you know, elder facilities, senior centers, things like that, they can't leave if anybody has been touched by the virus. They just can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they all watch from the window. And cars drive by, they do a whole parade, and then take it on to the next place. And the people, the residents look forward to it. The people doing the parade look forward to it. Again, it's called the Elder Kindness Gang, and they are on Facebook if you want to check it out and see some of the parades. It's
nice.
Really nice.
Wonder if we
really
have one
nice
of those gangs here.
I would actually love to be a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of check it out and investigate because I think that'd be a blast.
All right. Well,
wearing my little hazmat suit, Mike, right? Yeah, I know. Ow.
Just wobble it along. That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, just call us. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. All right. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Auto, home, life. Find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, you got to be careful what you put on that cake.
Yes, you sure
I know sometimes it's on purpose.
Right, of course, but sometimes it's just not.
Right, Hector?
Yes, I know.
Also, Jeff Howard giving us a list of things to watch this weekend on your streaming devices, as well as looking forward to Rockstockapalooza this Sunday. Following AT40 with Casey Kasem, the 70s, starting at 10 a.m., commercial-free till 7 o'clock at night, right before Gary Bryan's Rewind.
There we go.
So crank it up on the speakers in the house, in the backyard, out front.
You got a long weekend. You can recover on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. So everything about Rockstockapalooza on our website and our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with both through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company wherever you are this Friday during the midday, of course. So you have a nice and enjoy the long holiday weekend. Remember, it's Memorial Day weekend. So it's not Happy Memorial Day.
No.
But do observe and remember those who fought for our freedoms.
Absolutely.
Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.